This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government has announced the setting up of the 8th Pay Commission for the central government employees and pensioners. An announcement in this regard was made by Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi. The minister said the term of the 7th Pay Commission is going to end in 2026 and the setting up of the 8th Pay Commission now will give enough time to receive the recommendations of the pay panel. He said the appointment of the chairman and two members of the commission will be made soon.
केंद्र सरकार के सभी कर्मचारियों के लिए 8th सेंट्रल पे कमीशन को मंजूरी दे दी है। 1947 से अब तक 7 पे कमीशन हुए हैं और प्रधानमंत्री जी ने एक रेगुलर रिदम के साथ पे कमीशन बनाने का जो एक संकल्प लिया है उसके हिसाब से 2016 में 7th पे कमीशन स्टार्ट हुआ था तो 2026 में इसका टर्म कंप्लीट होता है उससे वेल बिफोर 2025 में 8th पे कमीशन स्टैब्लिश करने से सफिशियंट टाइम मिलेगा सो दैट द recommendations can be received well before the completion of the period of 7th Pay Commission.
The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today scripted history by successfully completing the docking of two satellites named Chaser and Target under the SpaceX mission. With the stupendous success of the indigenously developed Bharatiya docking system by ISRO, India has become the fourth country to use this technology after the USA, Russia and China. Docking technology is critical in assembling the space station and in crewed missions. It provides crucial facilities, including in-orbit refueling and assembling heavy infrastructure in microgravity. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan congratulated the team on the feat. President Draupadi Murmu extended her wishes to ISRO and the entire scientist and engineer communities of the country for boosting India's space capabilities. Lauding the achievement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said it is a significant stepping stone for the country's ambitious space missions in the years to come. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia highlighted India's potential to address global workforce shortages through initiatives like the mutual recognition of skills and standards. Addressing a conference on the future of jobs in New Delhi, Mr. Mandavia said that skilling should go beyond certificates and focus on equipping individuals with practical expertise to meet the dynamic demands of the industry and self-employment sectors. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held a telephonic conversation with the UK Secretary of State for Defence, John Healey. The two ministers discussed the ongoing defence cooperation issues and emphasised the need to maintain the momentum in bilateral relations. They also reviewed the progress made between the two countries in niche defence technology areas such as electric propulsion and jet engines. The BJP today released the fourth list of 9 candidates for the Delhi Assembly polls. The party has fielded Bhuvan Tanwar from Delhi Cantonment seat. Anil Vashisht has been declared the candidate from Babarpur seat, while Shikhar Rai will contest from the Greater Kailash seat. Janata Dal United JDU has fielded its candidate Shailendra Kumar from Burari seat in alliance with the NDA. The Congress has also released its fourth list of 5 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Legislative Assembly elections today. The party has fielded Surinder Kumar from the Bhavana seat and Rahul Dhanak has been nominated for Karol Bagh. President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto will be the chief guest at the 76th Republic Day celebrations this year. At the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President Subianto will pay a state visit to India on the 25th and 26th of January. A 21-member delegation from 10 countries today took a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj. They also enjoyed an aerial view of the Mahakumbh area via helicopter. In badminton, ace shuttler PV Sindhu progressed to the quarterfinals of the India Open with a second round win over Japan's Manami Suizu today. Sindhu outclassed her opponent 21-15-21-13 in a 46-minute encounter at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. And with that, we end this news bulletin.